Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to me, Mitch and Finley. Good morning, Brian.
What's up, JP? What's happening, Mitch?
Not much. What'd you have to get home for yesterday? We named like eight appliances before you remember which one it was.
Washing machine.
Washing machine. You get the new one?
And then I had a talk to the coach from Hampton as well. So.
All right. That's two very distinct
differences.
Differences, yes. How'd it go with the washing machine?
The washing machine came in. It's an unbelievable one. For some reason, I think it's also a dryer.
Wow.
And I didn't know that. But it's cool.
That makes two of us.
That'd be fine. Because it says something about dryer control, and it had a little...
The washing machine is also a dryer?
Yeah, they had a thing on the top that was saying how you get to it. I'm like, okay, well, if you got two loads to wash, you wash one, throw it in the dryer we have, then you wash the other, and then you just hit the dryer on the new machine.
What a world.
It's crazy, man.
Hey, man, I was unaware that that existed, but it sounds cool. I mean, hell, you drain the water out and just crank the heat, more or less, right?
It's a thing that controls it all. Just hit a button, bing.
How was it with the coach from Hampton?
It was good. It was good. You know,
got the Howard Hampton game this weekend on Monumental, right?
Yes. So when you talk to some of these coaches sometimes, some of them are so evasive. Not this coach. He wasn't evasive.
Good.
He basically was a guy who he believes in what they do, and that's the way he presented it. You know, and I think I can't wait to see the game, and we're supposed to talk to Howard, our coach, today. And find out their concepts and all like that. So, you know, it should be a good one. It's that big battle.
This is the battle of the real HU. Yeah, man. That'll be fun.
I talked to some people, and they already talking about, well, if they win the game, we still the real. No. Let's not go there. This is all about sports right now. We're not talking about academics. Just sports.
Yeah. To me, this weekend's game is to be HU.
Yeah.
I will root for Howard, obviously, but I know a bunch of Hampton folks, too. That'll be what time is the game?
4:00.
4:00. There you have it. Obviously, there's a more pressing game in Washington. But so everybody understands, normally on a Wednesday, Brian and I would be broadcasting from Ashburn. But today, we got the joy of driving downtown D.C. in the rain because everything is pushed back.
Drizzle, man. Not rain.
It was raining this morning. It's not really anymore.
When I was coming in, it was nothing. It was just wet.
I came down.
You came here before I left my house.
Yeah, I was here early. I just dropped the girls and kept coming.
About time.
That's generally what I do. It's different going to Ashburn because I'm going the opposite direction. But everything is pushed back for the Commanders this week.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean they're not at practice. But the NFL rules stipulate they got to let the media out there 3 days. So they call this a bonus day. And bonus day means the media doesn't get to come. That's the short version.
So it's not like
they're not there.
You got Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
And so tomorrow we'll be out there. We'll hear from Jaden Daniels, hear from Dan Quinn. Friday we'll get to hear from Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt. And then Saturday, DQ, we'll talk again and kind of lay out who is. They haven't really done a heck of a job of telling us who is and isn't playing. We'll see. You know, I don't know that there's a lot of lingering injury questions going into this week. They will have to, I believe they'll have to put an injury report out this afternoon.
Normally that Wednesday, the first one would be, but
it's a Monday night game,
so it probably won't be.
They might not have to till Thursday afternoon. In paying attention to things and then talking with some folks, I don't want to get too ahead of it, but this feels like Washington might be walking into a buzzsaw here.
I mean, if you look at that team, how good they are. They looked awful the first week, Cincinnati.
Awful.
Now, Cincinnati, one thing about Cincinnati, when we saw last week against Kansas City, they get up to play Kansas City just like we always play Philadelphia tight.
Yep.
So, don't know. You know, it could be Never know what kind of game it could be here.
So I totally agree with that. You know, whenever you think you know what's going to happen, what was the stat? Anybody have the Raiders beating the Ravens?
Nope. Right. And it's, I think, listen, man, I think it's more going on in that locker room and with that team in Cincinnati than they're letting out.
Agreed. I think ownership is cheap, and you have a chance to have Montana to Rice and Burrow to Chase, and for whatever reason they're not doing it. I think Jamar Chase on some level feels
disrespected,
sure, yeah. Or even lied to, perhaps. Which I don't
they
know
say
which one's
they
worse.
Led him, they misled him, so we don't know.
But all signs point to T. Higgins making his first game of the season. Mm-hmm. And this kid Yoshi, they got. Did you see his stat line from last week?
No,
I'm gonna.
You know, I tell you about those guys coming back and making their first appearance. If they hadn't played in preseason, they hadn't played yet. They might show up, but are they in football shape?
I think Higgins played and then tweaked something. I don't know. We'll find out.
We'll see.
This dude's name is yeah. It's a tough one. I wish you luck pronouncing it. Aya Shivas, but they call him Yoshi.
Yeah, that's what we're going to call him, Yoshi.
He had 2 catches for 7 yards with 2 touchdowns.
2 catches, 7 yards.
Hey, that sounds like an old Gerald Riggs stat.
No, we had it was James Jenkins used to be here as a tight end. I think James had 5 receptions and 4 touchdowns. He said all he does is catch touchdowns. So
good problem to have.
When he caught his reception in the middle field, he said, hey, I only do it in the red zone.
So I want to have, because we kind of get this bonus day, we'll call it, we have a packed show coming up. Our boy Neil Greenberg will join us at 11. John Talty talking some college football joining us at noon. We're going to do power rankings at 1. Ben Fisher from the Sports Business Journal at 1:30. A lot for us to discuss. But I want to start, and I'm even going to open the phone lines. We rarely do this early, but I want to get the conversation in before maybe we go a lot of different directions. Yesterday, I think we talked kind of at length about the increased offensive efficiency for Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, it's only 2 games.
Yes,
it's only
it is.
2 games. They're 10th in yards gained in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That is a massive departure from what it's been.
They played 2 games just like everybody else. And, I mean, one thing about it is we have a tendency whenever we do sports, and I don't care who it is, we normally talk about what somebody isn't doing or can't do. And when somebody is doing something, we kind of shy away from that. You know what I'm saying? But this is an opportunity. Hey, they started off the first 2 games. They're 1-1. And in the first game, we were like mad at a lot of stuff. Second game, you got a good little feel. You still want them to get better in the red zone. But the ultimate thing is they take care of the ball. They're efficient with what they're doing. Everybody has an idea of what Cliff Kingsbury should be doing. Okay? But Cliff Kingsbury understands what he has and what he's trying to do. So I'm good with it. We can talk about that now because, we can talk about it this second week, and then everything can change next week. Totally. It can get better, it can get worse.
The numbers will change over time.
We talk about it weekly. So
they're 9th in the NFL in third down conversions offensively. Mm-hmm. I think that's really important. Their red zone touchdown.
That's something that they were not prior.
Right. Their red zone percentages aren't good.
Yeah,
it'll be honest.
When you look
there
at touchdown, but from what you know off the top, it can't be
right. But if you look at just kind of the efficiency of the offense and how frequently, when they have the ball, they're at least in a scoring chance.
Yeah.
Whether now it's been mostly field goals, but like they didn't punt the whole game against the Giants.
Yeah,
they had
Tress was completely dry when he ran off the field. Not one.
They had 9 possessions, and one of them they took a knee because it was 8 seconds left before halftime at their own 30.
Yep.
Right? Like, all right, that efficiency, of course, nobody's denying you'd like to have 6 and not 3.
Yeah.
But they're moving the ball, giving their team a chance to score, right?
I agree.
Even if you go back to the Bucs game, where, listen, they got beat pretty good. But of the possessions in that game, the first one, I'm giving Jaden a pass. He talks about he gets butterflies before every game. It was his first ever NFL game, and on the first pass, he threw it backwards 15 yards.
I told you, I did it for 14 years.
Right.
It doesn't leave you.
Right.
You just got to get past that first thing, and they're going to have to find out what is it that he needs to do on his first play, because we've seen 2 plays now One was a high one, right. And that was behind.
Totally. Got,
and that it seems to be a thing. So right. You got to figure out something to where it's a toss.
Start on defense.
Yeah, a toss or yeah. a run. Do something yeah. else.
But even go back to that Tampa game where they were outclassed. Tampa looks like, we'll see when we get to power rankings later, but Tampa looks like they might be one of the best teams in the NFL, at least through 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They start with the three and out, but then they have a 10-play drive. They miss the field goal. Mm-hmm. Then they have an 8-play drive, and it's touchdown.
Yep.
Then it's halftime. So of real possessions in the first half of that game, they had scoring opportunities on 2 out of 3.
Yep.
Then you get to the second half, missed field goal again. That's a 12-play drive with a missed field goal. Then there was a 3 and out. Then they scored. Then they had a 5 and out, and they scored again. So they had scoring opportunities on 5 mm-hmm. of 7 possessions.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Because taking the knee with 16 seconds before halftime is hardly a real possession.
Yep.
They had the ball 1, 2, 3.
They were in scoring opportunities 72% of the time, 71.4% of the time.
To me, listen, there's a lot of new parts. I think Eckler, I think Brian Robinson, I think Zach Ertz are all helping. I think Noah Brown may prove to be a piece for this organization going forward. Obviously, you've got Terry McLaurin, some other receivers there. But to me, one of the huge differences is Jaden and just Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be naive to think otherwise. I think offensively, if you just look at EPA, expected points above average, right? Like, they are performing offensively at a clip that is among the best in the NFL. There's only mm-hmm. 4 teams better than them. Now, defensively, it's got awful, but that's a different conversation. Because I want to talk about Jaden through 2 weeks.
Okay.
And if we want to make it about Cliff or weapons, I'm okay with that.
Well, they are attached at the hip.
Now, there is another side to this that I want to bring up. I don't only want to point out what I think are really positive things, right? Let's take a look at what happens every time the quarterback drops back across the NFL. All these things get charted. This one's charted by Pro Football Focus. And what I like about these charts from PFF, these are not subjective. These are not some dude's opinion on who's winning the top of a route. This is objective information because every time somebody drops back, there's a series of outcomes that will happen. A pass is completed. A pass is on target. A quarterback scrambles. A quarterback throws it away. A quarterback gets sacked or the ball gets batted down. The goal of a drop back is to complete the pass.
Totally.
The best team in the NFL at that is the Detroit Lions. They are hitting a pass on target 77% of the time. Very, very, very little scrambling, not a lot of sacks, weirdly a decent amount of balls batted away. But you've got the top 4, I'll give you. You've got Detroit, the Rams, the Seahawks, all at above 70% okay. passes on target. Now, the bottom 3 in this, pretty damn interesting. I'm not going to bury the lead. Washington's dead last in passes on target.
Okay.
They've had 29% of their passes on target. 36% of dropbacks result in scrambles, 4% in throwaways, 32% in sacks, 0 balls batted down.
Okay.
On the surface level, those numbers seem a little alarming. I would argue there's context involved, but let me give you the next 2 teams from Washington. Washington, 29% passes on target. Mm-hmm. Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson, they're next. 33% passes on target, 25% scrambles, a lot more throwaways for Lamar. 17% throwaways, 17% sacks, and a lot more balls batted down, 8%. We just talked about the Bucs. Bucs are 2-0. Just went to Detroit, won a tough guy game.
Yeah.
The Bucs are 3rd in this thing. Baker Mayfield, mm-hmm. 37% passes on target, 26% scramble rate, 5% throwaway, 32% sack rate. The exact same sack rate as Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
Almost the exact same throwaway rate. I can keep going. Joe Burrow's actually next. The Bengals, 4th okay. in this. 38%, on target, 25% scramble, 8% throwaway, 25% sack, 4% batted balls. I think a number of things. I'm curious if you agree with me. We're not going to lie. You want the passes on target to go up, period.
Yeah, you want them to go up.
I think when those go up, the other numbers, the sack and the scramble numbers, will dip. That's just kind of inherent. If something goes up, something else has to change. There's still only 100% of these things happening. I don't find this alarming. I find it contextual. I think against Tampa, he ran a ton. I think a lot of that had to do with Tampa blitzing like crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I haven't had time to do this. Maybe we do it live on the air. I want to chart that out to the second half of the Giants game when I think he finally realized, okay, they're not blitzing all the time like Tampa. I can wait a beat. I can get the ball out. And he went 12 of 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as this goes forward, I think that's the Jaden that is going to perhaps become a really special player in the NFL. He still runs. He still scrambles. Well, he still shows the dynamic talent.
My mind goes to this. Watch another team that has a guy that can't scramble. And when they don't throw it on target, see, Jaden scrambles and might get the first down. Does the other guy's sacks go up? Does the other guy throwaways go up? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's depending on the ability of the quarterback that's they're rushing or whatever. It could change up things. So looking at it in a certain way might not be – it looks bad with the percentages, but could it be all that bad if the when you decide to tuck it and go? You get a first. You may get a touchdown.
I'm with you. I think his sack rate, and there was so much made about sack rate, his sack rate isn't that out of whack. Like I said, it's the same as Baker Mayfield. It's actually lower than who's playing in for the Raiders right now, Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
This is a question comparable to Burrow.
This is a question I'll ask Neil when he gets on here. Guys that have athleticism and believe they can make something out of it, do they have a higher sack ratio? Because those guys hold the ball a little bit longer.
So there are players that I think Jaden should try to approach, and I think he will, dude. It's two games in. Josh Allen, okay, is a runner. Josh Allen runs. We have like a weird racial preconception about what we're able to say about a quarterback. He's a white dude. I get it. He's a running quarterback. Josh Allen, his target rate, though, is at 47%. I think that is where Jaden should be striving to get to, 40%. Because Josh Allen is then running 26% of the time. He's got the 5% throwaways, 5% batted balls. And he gets sacked less. I think some of his getting sacked less is he's just a unit. He's really hard to bring down, mm-hmm. kind of in that Roethlisberger mode. But the difference with Allen and Jaden, Allen runs all the time. I'm cool with Jaden running. Just get that target rate higher. I think if you look at mobile quarterbacks that don't run but are certainly shifty, like a guy like Dak,
mm-hmm.
just their target rate is so high that the only thing for me is I'm not looking for you to run less. I'm just looking for you to complete more passes. And I think that will alleviate the stress.
Is that target rate about completing the pass, or is it throwing the ball to the person? Because, hell, he's completing 75% of his passes.
Sure.
He's not like missing most passes.
Now, some of this is just some of these teams throw so much more. So their number, like the fact that Anthony, all right, I got a break. I understand, Landfill. Anthony Richardson's numbers in this look really good. Anthony Richardson's completing like 42% of his passes.
There you go.
You got to take the full context. Here's what we're going to do. How excited are you about Jaden? Do the advanced analytics to sacks and scrambles concern you? Or does the eye test, where the kid is clearly passing with flying colors, have you fired up? 800-636-1067. Two games into the Jaden Daniels era. How you feeling?